The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us once again for the tech takeover. Jess, a parent got in touch with you today.
Yeah.
With a pretty disturbing story.
It's an interesting one, and I just want to set the scene here in that on Monday's News Talk Breakfast, I was in here talking to Shane and Kira about Grok and about the story that has been doing the rounds. A lot of organisations, a lot of politicians, a lot of governments have come out and condemned the action that's happening on Grok. The undressing, the damage that's being done to women and in some instances minors. I made the point on Monday's News Talk Breakfast that yes, this is absolutely concerning. But there's also a whole host of other things happening online that is impacting our children, our young people in this country, day in, day out. And I was down in Dublin's RDS, which we'll talk about in a little while, and I received a message from a parent. And it was a screenshot of a letter that had been sent home from their child's school. And this is not a secondary school, this is a primary school. And it relates to Ships accounts on TikTok. Do you know what Ships accounts on TikTok is?
No.
So I had to do a little bit of a Google now, to be honest with you. But this, it's a trend that's happening online. It happens quite a bit in the UK, and it's now happening here in Ireland, where students go on and they post the name of a boy and a girl, and they ask, ship or not. The language that you use is either S or C. So S stands for ship and C is cap, which I'm led to believe is slang for fake or not legitimate.
Ship being a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. So for example, let's just pick two random names. So Ciara Doherty and Pat Kenny. S or C. Ship or cap. And the copy underneath these messages is encouraging the users to tag the people mentioned in the post. And I have gone through TikTok over the last little while and found I've seen schools accounts associated with students from schools. I want to be very clear here. One of the accounts I have seen is a school in Ireland. It's nothing to do with the school. It's using the school's logo and the name of the school. It's believed that students in the school have set this up. So it's not in a student's name. It's essentially anonymized. But the data and the names being used are not anonymized. So again, Ciara Doherty, people's full names, as well as the classes that they're in. I've seen this afternoon the names of children in classes as young as third class being mentioned.
We're talking 8-9 years of age.
Yes.
So these children, if you have access to TikTok, first and foremost, you go on, you see pictures of two of your classmates or two of your peers or two kids within the school, and they're asking, do you think these guys are in a relationship or not?
So there's not pictures of the kids, but it's just their names.
Their names, okay.
So the images aren't being posted. What's being posted is just the text. So the names of the two kids and the classes that they're in. And again, users are being encouraged to, you know, post whether they think they're in a relationship or not,
and
then also
comment?
Tag them that you can comment. Also, the ones that I have seen are on publicly available TikToks. The letter that I saw from one of the schools described the content as being inappropriate, unacceptable, and entirely contrary to the values and expectations of the school. It's also worth noting that the content in these ships posts, they could be illegal and they do present a child safeguarding concern. So the message from the principals, from the letters that I've seen, and also common sense, would be that if you have a child, and please don't discount yourself as being not impacted by this because your child's in secondary school. One of the examples I have seen today is, as I said, a primary school. But if your child has a device, firstly, it's worth checking if there's a TikTok account on the device. Even if they say to you they're not on TikTok, just check it. It's worth checking if they have a single profile or multiple profiles, because again, these kids, they know how to do it.
How do you check that will be the first question people will ask.
So in the bottom right hand corner, you'll see the profile of the child. If you long press on that, it'll bring up whether there's more than one account. It's also worth talking to your child about the fact that this is happening, about how upsetting and how just unpleasant it is. Because not only is it the child's safeguarding concerns for information being posted about minors online, but it's also a form of cyberbullying. Because, again, in some of the instances that I have seen from Irish primary schools today, there are comments under some of the videos that speak about and comment on
the likelihood of such a relationship or such a person being with the other person.
Or the looks of one of the people involved. It's just, it's very upsetting. It's very concerning. I think it's an opportunity for parents to talk to their kids if they see this. So if your child is in third, fourth, fifth or sixth class and they see something like this, to come to you as the parent, but for you, the parent, to know how to flag it. And my ask is, if you see something like this or if you come across it, when you tap the share button, a little symbol will come up to report it. And you can report content as likely being posted by someone under the age of 13. And that then will push this up and hopefully get it taken down. What I do want to note, though, that I have been in touch with TikTok. There's a few different things to note here now. There is a dedicated supporting and reporting channel for schools for trusted partners in Ireland. So TikTok does have this. So the principal of a school, again, if you become aware of something like this happening in your school, say it to the principal. The schools do have dedicated reporting channels that they can go in, and it gets flagged up to be reviewed by TikTok's trust and safety team. In most parts of the world, and including here in Ireland, the minimum age to use TikTok is 13. So nobody in primary school should be on TikTok. If your child has access to this platform, if it was just to, you know, see what their cousins are doing or to use the filters or whatever, my advice would be revoke access.
Yeah,
they shouldn't be on the platform. If you see upsetting content, please do flag it and report it. But we need to be having conversations with our children as young as in primary school about the rights and the wrongs of online behaviour.
And if you ask your child about that, you ask your child, you know, you say the word, do you know about SHIP? You'll know from their face in 10 seconds, actually, whether they know what you're talking about and whether or not they're in any way involved. Probably innocently, lots of kids, but it's not what we want our young children to be doing. And it's really uncomfortable if your child's involved.
It's really uncomfortable. But also, you know, think about it. If you're 8 or 9 and you see comments about yourself on the internet, like I remember when I started getting online abuse when I was 21 and it devastated me, and that was me as an adult.
Yeah, still not particularly nice at 43.
It's horrific.
I don't know how I would deal at 8 or 9 years
of age. Just go through the phones, have the conversations, and hopefully we'll get it taken down.
Okay, thanks Jess. What's your tech tip this week?
On a much happier note, I've got two happy things to tell you about. So first one is, if you're on the new year, new me buzz, you don't need to go out and buy a wearable to get fit, get healthy and all that jazz. There's a free app called My Life. You download it, you put in, you answer a few questions about your nutrition, about your sleep, about your well-being, and then it gives you a health score. It's completely free. You can track different elements of your exercise and whatever. And the goal is that you try and improve your health score. I found it a fantastic way to motivate me to get a bit fitter, get a bit healthier and all the rest. I am back using it now full time.
Love
it. So don't spend a few hundred quid. Go out and get that app on your phone. It's completely free.
Should be called Sort My Life. That's what it's doing. And look, we talk about the negative side of technology here a lot, Jess, but there's so many positives too. And you see that down at the RDS. Today.
Yes, I was down at the RDS earlier today for the STRIPE. This is the first year that it's the STRIPE Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. I always talk about it because it's one of my favourite events of the year. I took part when I was in school and I loved every second of it. I was down there to meet with the team at STRIPE who, as I said, have taken over as title sponsors. I also met a lot of the students taking part, and you can hear more of that on Tech Talk on Saturday. But I met with former Irish rugby player Jamie Heaslip, who is now the EMEA Alliances and Channels Growth Lead at STRIPE. And he spoke about his excitement for the coming days.
It's great to be here in January and not in a pair of shorts running around on the rugby pitch in the RDS. But it's if you've never been to the Stripe Young Scientist Technology Exposition, you'll be blown away by the energy of the students here. Like I was here Monday, we were getting stuff together here, but once the students start coming in yesterday evening and today, it just goes to another level. You'll be blown away by the kind of the problems, the solutions, the things students are thinking about, how they're going about solving these kind of problems. The standard that it's at is mind-blowing. It's quite inspirational, and when you think of, you know, the future of Ireland, it is definitely in safe hands.
Why was it important and significant for Stripe now to come on as that title sponsor, and what work went into to getting ownership of that?
I think if you ask, you know, Patrick, John, their other brother Tommy, won an award here. If you ask any of like the people who have taken part in this competition, regardless if they won something or not here, the power it has in terms of sparking that curiosity of where science and technology can bring you on the path, where it turns up in the real world, the problems that it solves, the opportunity that it creates. I think that's the thing, that's the reason I think why Stripe is involved in this, because it had such a outweighed kind of impact on Patrick and John and the path they took. You know, I think it's a great moment to see them take over as title sponsor of an iconic tradition, in a sense, in Ireland. And it's also really, it's quite nice in a really weird way to stick the Irish jersey on again, because when you see the standard of this and you talk to the alumni around it, like, we have an island of, what, 6-7 million people. The standard this is at the international level is, like, really high. We're batting massively above our average. And that's a credit to all the teachers, all the students, all the parents and the families behind it. It's a little bit like sports in that way. It's like everyone behind that facilitate this. Mm-hmm. The power that has on them all is just, it blows me away, and it's such a privilege and honour to be part of it and play a small role in the success of all these students.
Thanks to Jess Kelly for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.